2017 is shaping up to be a moment for women across industries to tell their stories of sexual harassment and assault. And we wanted to talk to women in Hollywood, so we asked three generations of actors to come to the studio. Tippi Hedren, her daughter, Melanie Griffith, and her granddaughter, Dakota Johnson. Three different experiences of women in Hollywood. Tippi Hedren, of course, first starred in The Birds and then in Marnie, films that were both directed by Alfred Hitchcock. And in her memoir, she writes that Hitchcock was obsessed with her. She says he drove by her house in his limo when she was at home, that he asked her to touch him on set. And then at a meeting in his office one day, she says he grabbed her. She says it was sexual, perverse, and ugly, and that in the end, she refused him.
Oh, he said that he'd ruined my career. Right. And I just said, hey, do what you have to do. And I sailed out the door. And I have to tell you, I never slammed a door so hard in my life. In fact, I looked back to see if it was still on its hinges.
Our conversation started with Hitchcock. I should say there are a few swear words in the next few minutes. Tippi Hedren's granddaughter, Dakota Johnson, and her daughter, Melanie Griffith, talked to Tippi about how different it must have been for her to experience this in the 60s. Dakota goes first, and Melanie jumps in later.
What was it like for you? Did you have anybody to talk to? Was there anyone you could turn to?
Nobody had any real answer to how I was going to solve the problem.
It was just sort
there
of swept
no solution
under the rug.
Yes, it was.
And you were the problem.
Yeah. I remember in the book Women kind of just say, I'm so sorry you have to go through this.
Yeah, in fact, Alma, his wife, she said, I'm so sorry you have to go through this. I said, well, can't you stop it? I was angry and I was hurt I had nobody to say, okay, we'll help you.
But how brave you were, Mom, and are. I mean, that was in the early 60s. I really applaud you, I must say.
Well, thank you.
That also was a man who was considered to be one of the greatest filmmakers during that time.
Indeed he was.
And now still in history.
Yeah.
But he also used his power.
Oh, he tried to.
But he technically did. I mean, after Marnie, what happened?
Right, for 2 years.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Tell us that.
He told me that he'd ruined my career. You know, and my being under contract to him, everybody had to go through him to get to me.
Right.
And
so people would call you and say they wanted you to work on something. He would say,
she isn't available.
And that she was difficult.
Can the two of you, Dakota and Melanie, even imagine that now? Dakota, I'll start with you.
I mean, it's quite similar to all of the allegations against Harvey.
Harvey Weinstein,
And also a lot of other men. But it is this kind of weird underbelly of Hollywood that has been there forever. But a light is being shown on it, and it's really...
And it's about time.
And it is about time, but that's the other thing, is like there's all these accusations going around, and every day it's a new person, but it's almost as though it's becoming redundant, and the person who is at fault is irrelevant. I'm more interested in what the solution is.
Right.
When this happened to you, there wasn't a solution. You suffered the consequences of being under his control. I want to know how it'll change. I want to know, what is my position now?
I mean, we're talking about this onslaught of allegations, and I guess I wanted to ask, you know, has it ever happened to you two?
Go ahead.
You go.
This is Melanie.
No, actually, I never had that experience working. I was taught to be very strong and to value myself.
That's the answer right there. If you can get your little girl to be strong, get out of there.
I totally hear you. I totally hear you. But the responsibility doesn't all lie with us.
No, not at all.
It's not like, well, if you're just stronger and if you just didn't put out that vibe.
It isn't, but this is what
you can
be
as strong as you want to be, and somebody can still do that.
Oh, yes, they can.
You know. And still damage your reputation, your job, your situation, your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
It's so insane. But I have not experienced sexual harassment in a way that is, worth accusing someone of. I'm sure there have been things that have been said to you, and there have been things that have been said to me, like, you know, your ass looks great, or something like that, which you could consider sexual harassment. I mean, I worked recently on a big naked trilogy.
50 Shades of Grey.
And there were a lot of men of high positions of power behind the scenes. And if I were having issues or if there was something going on, and it was nothing sexual at all, but just a matter of, like, needing to be heard. My dad said, Dakota, you need to be a wolf, not a lamb. Hmm. And I was like, okay, well, then that's the part of me that is going to be labeled as a bitch or cold, just because if I'm a woman being forthright, or I'm saying, no, I don't like that, or no, I'm not doing that, that I'm essentially unmanageable, yeah, and I'm out of control. Right. But in comparison to, like, just the fact that
I'm a
woman.
So there's a danger in that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything you would change, all of you, but Dakota, I'll start with you, about how women are treated in Hollywood? If you could change it, what would you change?
Oh, man. I guess it would just be the original conversation of just men using their maleness to suppress females. I guess that would be it.
For that to stop.
Yeah. I think it's stopping. I think a lot of men are perhaps taking inventory of their lives and their careers.
You think people are taking stock now? You think it's...
Yeah, I feel... Yeah, totally. And I think that dudes are going to be really careful with when and where and how they take meetings with young women. I think that's the beginning. That's the start of it. But
right.
It is a lot of, you know, a young actress going to have meetings with producers and studio heads who are predominantly male.
Still.
Right. That's
like, that hasn't changed overnight with, like, the Weinstein allegations. Like, that hasn't just changed.
No, and it's going to be that way. And there's going to be male studio heads, and they're going to be great, and there are honorable men.
Let's hope for the day where a woman will come out of a business meeting and say, you know what? He didn't make a pass at me.
Well, I think that happens
more
and more. That day has definitely come. I mean, that's not...
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if it was the norm? And
I think it is the norm.
I hope so.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is, like, I feel for women
this
who...
This is Melanie.
Once they're following their passion in school, let's say somebody wants to be a scientist, and she goes into work and is sexually harassed, and she quits her job because she can't handle it, and she doesn't get to be a scientist in her life. She doesn't get to follow her passion because of that. That is what we need to rise up against, I think. Make it okay to follow your dreams and make it not okay for people to crush them.
That was the actor Melanie Griffith, her daughter, actor Dakota Johnson, and her mother, actor Tippi Hedren. Tippi Hedren's memoir is called Tippi.